Lakshmi Shankar, Vijay Shankar, and Puma Shankar have stories to
tell. Okay, let me start with it.
আপনি কাজ ছিলেন উদয়শন তো সপ্তম্বর উনি এখন ঘুরে হয়ে গেছেন কত বয়স হবে আমার ছোট এখন আর উনি কিছু করেন না নাচতে টাচতে পারে আর এমএসি
থাকে আপন সততো রক্ষে ততো ধর্ম ততো ধনম আত্মনি দুটিতে সতি কুতো ধর্ম কুতো ধনম আত্মা মিন্স দি বডি মাইন্ড আর সোল আত্মা অল দিস ক্যান বি ডেজিগনেটেড অ্যাজ আত্মা দোজ আর ইন বডিলি কনসেপ্ট অফ লাইফ ফর দ্য আত্মা মিন্স দিস বডি Those who are in mental concept of life, somebody, they think the mind is the soul. So, for them, Atma means mind. And those who are actually in knowledge, the Atma means the soul. The Shastra, they say, the either of these, Atmanam Sagutu Rakshat, you must first take care of this Atma. Then, Tato Dharma, then you must take care of your religious principle. Atmanam Sattato Rakshit Tato Dharma, Tato Dharma. Then you try to protect your money. Because, Atmani vijite sati, if your Atma is in disturbed condition, kuto dharma kuto dhanam, then where you keep your religion and money? So Atmanam satuto rakshe.
I have a letter from Sanger today.
Yes.
Where he not only apologizes, but he begs you to see him. And especially because that Akshay, who wrote all those nasty things that Krishna didn't want to know.
No,
we were talking about it last time.
Let me see what is later.
I'll read it. It's a thank you for your letter of 28th July. You put me in a rather this is a letter that Mukunda wrote to him, to suggest to dear Mr. Grant. You put me in a rather embarrassing position since I have only just received a long letter from, I think, the president of your London center, Sastarupa, strongly criticizing me for what the observer alleges. I said at a meeting of the World Council of Faith at Bristol, He apparently thinks I am a Naradama, among other things. I'm clearly a most undesirable person in every way. It is true that I quoted passages from the Upanishads and the Gita, which imply that the Mukta is, regards good and evil of his regards, good and evil, and pointed out the dangers of this doctrine if it fell into the hands of people who have received no instruction. I also pointed out that this is equally true of the Bible, which was, of course, not recorded in the observer. In view of all this, I wonder if your master is still interested in seeing me. I rather doubt whether we would have very much in common, since there would appear to be little common ground between one who describes himself as his divine grace, who is in the direct specific line from Krishna, and one who, with the best will in the world, cannot but be bewildered by the proliferation of persons who make similar claims on behalf of themselves. However, if you still feel that a meeting would serve any useful purpose, please let me know.
Sir, he can read the letter which Hostel has sent him. Yes, he can hear. It is in response to that letter.
This is in response to this letter.
But what he said,
he accused Krishna of being immoral. Because he was feeling
on the back of
it. Yeah, because he didn't regard evil and good and evil. Yeah. That they were both the same.
But who said
exactly that he says amoral? Or neither immoral nor moral, but without morality.
And the dear professor saying, the Prabhupada actually wrote the letter, but that's group of secretary signed it. I am writing in response to your recent address at the World Congress of Faith, which was attended by several of our members, and which was subsequently recorded in the Observer, 22nd July 1973, under the title, The Logic of Charles Manson. In your speech, you have accused Krishna, the speaker of the Vedic text Bhagavad Gita, as immoral. Exactly how you have tried to substantiate that Krishna is the teacher of immoral and amoral dangerous doctrine is a matter which can be discussed another time. But I wish to simply point out to you that having accused Krishna, you have as such fallen into a position of being very strongly accused yourself by Lord Krishna himself. As he has stated in the Bhagavad Gita,
Nannamam duṣkṛtimam mūtha apupadyam dhīnarādhamā imāni rāpadatiyyānā āsaram dhāramāṣitā.
Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is
full of ignorance. Yes, that's the worst of them, thank
you. Whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. In other words, Lord Krishna is stating that if one is in opposition to him, he must fall into one of these four categories. Either he is grossly foolish, like the ass or the wrathful person, or he is the lowest of mankind, without religion, although acting as a civilized person, or he may have a good intelligence or academic standing, but his intelligence has been stolen away by illusion, or he is an outright demon bent on the destruction of mankind. So you are accused by this statement of the Bhagavad Gita as belonging to one of these four categories of miscreants. Neither can Krishna's charge against you be taken lightly. Krishna's statements are supported by all the acharyas, or saintly persons and spiritual masters of the Vedic philosophy. Going back hundreds of thousands of years, those who are the molders of the Hindu or Indian destiny, such as Madhava, Ramanuja, Krishna Swami, Nirbarka, as well as Vyasadeva, Brahma, Narada, and in the recent age, Lord Caitanya in the Pacific succession, up to our own spiritual masters, Divine Grace Iti Bhaktivedanta Swami, all accept Lord Krishna as the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose statements are taken as the highest authority. Even Shankaracharya, the leader of the impersonalist school of Vedic thought, has accepted Narayana Paro Vyakta. Narayana, Lord Krishna, is above this material manifestation. Whatever Krishna says is accepted as truth by virtually all the leaders of Vedic philosophy since time immemorial. So we are laymen and we have to choose. We are faced with two accusations, yours against Lord Krishna as being immoral, and Lord Krishna's accusation against you as a rascal. The lowest of mankind, his intelligence is stolen, and of the nature of a demon.
We are placing us as laymen. Now, whose accusation we shall accept? Either Krishna's or yours? That is our problem.
As we have just explained, Krishna's description of your miscreant position is supported by all the stalwart charges without exception. Nor can we take the view that the above-named philosophers are sectarian in their support of Krishna as the supreme truth. You are taken as a great Sanskrit scholar, but apparently you have not noted the commentary on Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit by His Holiness Ramanujacharya. At every birth, Ramanuja has presented many quotes from the Upanishad to support his favoring Krishna's position as the very source of knowledge and liberation. So Krishna's position is very solid amongst those who are the most reputable scholars. But who will agree with you in your accusation against Lord Krishna? The Vedic scripture Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that only men of a like nature to yours will join you in taking such an infamous position.
Sabi Varahus. Read it.
Sabi Varahus Sukurai Sausukapuru Sakpushu Nayat Karna Koto Peto Jatunama Bodhajaha.
Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses praise those men and never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna to deliver her from evil. In other words, although you have become a leader of the so-called learned society of men, he's a deep professor at Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are opposed to glorifying Lord Krishna, your followers are not actually to the human standard, but are no better than your love-named animals. According to the Bhagavatam, if one is essentially godless and opposed to acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord Krishna, then although he may be big or great in the world, his greatness is no more than the greatness of a big animal who is looked up to by smaller animals. By the estimation of scriptures and acharyas, such a so-called big man has never given a place in the category of man on account of his atheistic temperament. So a sane man seeking truth will certainly be inclined to follow the standard, accepted version of the greatest philosophers and true humanitarians in the history and the science of God. But who will follow you in your accusation against Lord Krishna? Against Lord Krishna. It is unfortunate that you have assumed a conversant, authoritative attitude towards the Vedic scriptures. To have actual knowledge of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is not such an easy thing. Unfortunately, many people have no doubt assumed that you know all about Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita because of your holding a professorship in Eastern religion at Oxford University and because you have published a number of books. But that is not the criteria for understanding Krishna. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita,
Manushyanam sahasreshu kashyat yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashyam mamveti tatpata.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and out of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. It is not that one can be a cigarette smoker and liquor drinker and habituated to common vices and yet speak something about Krishna. Even among those who are above all these things, who are siddhas, perfect souls, hardly one of such siddhas can understand Krishna. So because you are not even trying to become a siddha, we have to conclude by honest reason that your statements about Lord Krishna and Bhagavad Gita have no value. Your version that Krishna is acting immorally is not true. Arjuna, the original disciple of Bhagavad Gita, who heard it directly and understood it from Krishna himself, spoke as follows.
Param brahma param kama pavitram paramam bhavan.
Arjuna said, you are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. Here the word pavitra means the pure. So Arjuna is addressing Krishna as the pure, the supreme pure. And this is your rascaldom, that you are accusing the most pure as immoral. In the Bhagavatam it is described that when the witch Putana came to Krishna, she tried to kill him during his childhood pastimes by smearing her breath with poison and offering to baby Krishna to suck. Krishna not only sucked her breath, but sucked out her life there, and thus the demon gave up her life. But Krishna is so moral that although Putana came to kill him, because he accepted her as a mother and took milk from her breast, Krishna awarded her liberation after death. and gave her the same exalted place as his own loving mother, Yashoda. Also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, those who came to fight with Krishna and were killed by him were granted eternal liberation in the spiritual sky. Bhakti is absolute. Whatever Krishna does is the highest morality and works factually for everyone's ultimate happiness and well-being. Krishna's pastimes are hardly understandable to the non-devotee, but these are the authorized descriptions of the Vedic literature. The people in general should be warned of your position, so that you will not mislead them by misinterpretation. They should not be baffled by your outward appearance as a great scholar. If we consult those who are truly authorities, the great acharyas, we understand your position is very unfavorable and can only be relieved by your attempting to publicly rectify accusations so foolishly made against the name and words of Lord Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. Here is sincere responsibility. Also, that Alex Gahari wrote a nice letter today. Just saying that he liked the time again.
I said he liked the Lord Rafa, he also came. Can I drop him?
Yeah,
he had also been in now, I propose to start a society. I will explain to come from that. The society of the sinless man. How do you like this idea?
Good idea, but it's fine to get money, man. No, but everyone will say, what? If you go to them, you'll have to say, oh, then I'm a sinner.
Yesterday, Dr. Sumeta, and another, John, Papua. So we had 3 hours talk. So, they agreed half, but not fully. That is sinful life. Unless people become sinless, it is not possible to understand what is God. That's a fact. Because as a stated, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So, Krishna, God, He is Pavitram Paramam, the Supreme, pure. So without becoming pure, nobody can understand what is the nature of God. That's why without becoming fire, you cannot enter into the fire. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesam antavatam papam janaran punnakarvana te danna mahane mukta bhajan te maam virabhata. So, people are indulging in sinful activity. So, in that position, it is not possible to understand God. So, our basic Krishna consciousness movement is purifying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chita Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirpapanam Sriyat Kaivava Sandritavitaranam Vidyaratu Jeevanam Anandamudu Vajjanam Pratipadam Purnam Tashvadanam Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So our movement is, it is very difficult to find out in this age actually a sinless man. Therefore, we are given chance of hearing this Mahamantra, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Guru Kevala. So each one is given this chance as they are actually experiencing. When I started this movement in 1966, I simply, you know, that at Tom King's have a spa, I was simply chanting, praise, praise, for 3 hours. From 2 to 5, and the boys and girls are coming, dancing in this way, gradually they came. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Chaitadarpana Marjanam, this process, simply by hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the heart will be cleansed, Chaitadarpana Marjanam. Dharpana, Dharpana means mirror. It's like if you want to see your face, you have a clear mirror, you can see exactly your face. Similarly, when this chitta, which is full of dirty things, if it is polished, if it is cleansed, then we can see our real face, what I am. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chaitadarpana Mahaprabhu. And as soon as one understands what he is, then immediately his all problems are solved. Chaitadarpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadava Vinit Bhavana. We are suffering just like in the blazing forest fire. When there is fire in the forest, all the animals become patra, pishta. Especially the snakes. Other animals, they have got legs, they can jump over. But the snakes, they have to crawl. So when there is fire in the forest, the dry foliage, they catch fire. So these snakes, they die first. If they cannot jump, they have to crawl. But the snake means envious. The snake business is envious. Without any fault, it will bite. And the man will die. Envious. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit has said, sattva krura phala krura, sattva krutara phala. Mantra sadivasa sattva phala kena nivaja. So there are two jealous, envious beings. One is the snake, and another is a man envious. So the envious man is more dangerous than the snake. Why? Now you can bring under control the snake by herbs and mantra. Still, in India, there are experts who can buy mantra, can catch snake, venomous snake. There is an art, so it can be brought under control. But the envious man cannot be brought under control. Therefore, he is more dangerous. So, we are living in such a world. In another place, Prahlad Maharaj has said, that when his father was killed, Hiranya Kashipu, he requested Lord Nrisimhadeva that now kindly mitigate your anger, because nobody is sorry for killing my father. But he was just like a snake and scorpion. So, sadhu rupi, remember, even sadhu, they also take pleasure when a snake or scorpion is killed. sadhu, modeva, vishtikasatva hatya. A sadhu does not want killing of any living entity. But when a scorpion or snake is killed, even one sadhu also takes place. Again, it is right. That's so that is. So, the whole world is now full of kruro, sattvat kurotava khala, envious. Whole world is surcharging, enviousness, nation to nation, person to person. There is competition. So how they can be happy? Therefore, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggests that let them chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then, this blazing forest fire will be extinguished. Chaita Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadama Nidvapanam. Then, Sriya Kairava Chandrikarta. That actual life of knowledge will begin. At last he says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. In the Bhagavad also it is confirmed. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vijayate. Simply by chanting. So, those who are actually thinking of the welfare of the whole human society, they should combinedly try how to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. People may simply have some chance to hear, then gradually everything will be nice. So this is our mission. We are trying to give chance to people to hear Hare Nama. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. It is not that as so many this Tantis or the Super Mahavadis. They say that you can chant any name, you can. No, there is not. Shastra says, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu or Vishnu. Harir Nama, the name of Hari, the Supreme Personality of God. Not in anyone says one says, no? So that is another enviousness. Why Krishna's name should be chanted? Yeah, what our own God. Then yes, given to Krishna. These are the difficulties. Still, it is our duty, as it is, described after, to give everyone the chance of hearing His holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So begin from Krishna, repeat from. Yes. Begin from Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
अनंत कोटि वैष्णविन की प्रेम सुख श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी योजन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय रामायण की जय रामायण की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू देम ऑल ग्लोरी टू देम थैंक यू वेरी मच
Should be or maybe keep it warm in the oven, small stove. Those two stoves, the white stove, the oven.
এখানে কতদিন এসেছেন? কোথায় এসেছেন? কলকাতায়? বম্বে থেকে। বম্বে তো কোথায় থাকেন? এখানে নিজের বাড়িতেই আসেন?
Thank you.
Krishna pyare?
Krishna
where are you?
Thank you.
बस हे राधे ब्रज देवी की ललिते हे अन्न सून श्री गोवर्धन पादप तले कालिंदी वने घोषणता सर्वतो ब्रजपुरे खेले महाव्यूहर वंदे रूप सनातन जुगो श्री जी गोपाल ऑल दी गोस्वामी They were executing their devotional service in the town. And this is their devotional attitude. Hey Radhe, O Radharani. Vrajadevi ke, O the gopis. Hey Radhe, Vrajadevi ke, Hey Nanda Sunakuta. O the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Where you are all. Because Krishna is always engaged with the gopis. So, Goswami is accepting. Now I've come to Vrindavan. Where you are? He Radhi Vrajadevi Ki Chalalite He Nandasuna Kutaha. Kutaha means where you are. Just like the same thing. Krishna, where you are? Very nice. You know, this bhajan is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to feel separation for Krishna. That is best one. To feel separation. The more you feel, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated, for want of Krishna he is becoming mad, ecstatic. This is Radharani's attitude when Krishna went to Vrindavan and Mathura, leaving the gopis in Vrindavan. So, Krishna knew that all the gopis will be overwhelmed on account of my separation. So, he sent Uddhava to pacify them. At that time, Radharani displayed just like man. So these songs are following the footsteps of Radharani, feeling the separation of Krishna. I think this morning I have explained one verse. Pai dina dayadra natha he matura natha kadhava lokasya. So this bhajan in separation of Krishna, that is our Gaudiya Vaishnava. To feel separation from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda Virahena, Jugaitam Nivishena, Chatsusha Pradishaitam, Sunnaitam Jagat Sarvam, Govinda Virahena. Jugaitam Nivishena, in one moment he is appearing to me just like 12 years. And tears coming down just like torrents of rain. The whole world appears to be vacant. Why? Govinda Virahena me. On account of separation from Govinda. So this bhajan is very perfect bhajan. Feeling separation of Krishna. Krishna where you are. Krishna where you are. This is our question. It's not that Krishna has now seen my business is finished. No. We should always feel separation. That is best. That will advance us in Krishna consciousness. Very nice. That is very nice, Krishna. So always feel separation of Krishna. That will make our life very successful in understanding Krishna.
The people that he is Krishna's name, that is the first time through that song. Yes, yes. Right. They will be very fitted. You have done nice. You are distributing Krishna's name.
And feeling separation mission and affects people. And Krishna name and Krishna is not divine. Krishna is absolute. So when he utter Krishna's name, that means Krishna is on my tongue, present. So, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. The name, Chintamani, his picture, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya, full spiritual conscious. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. The personality of all mellows. Nitya Shuddha, Nitya Shuddha Mukta. Abhinatya Namana. There is no difference between the name and the person, Krishna. There is no difference. Therefore, if we chant Krishna's name, especially in Viraha, in separate act, that is the greatest perfection of life. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigra, Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta. Purna, as Krishna is Purna, Purna Sa Purna Mahadaya Purna Meva Avasisati, Om, what is that? Purna Madam Purna Idam, Purna Purna Mudachati, this is the Upanishad, this is Om. Purna Sa Purna Mahadaya Purna Meva Avasisati. So Krishna is Purna. Krishna's name is also Purna, complete. So chanting Krishna's name, we get complete benefit as by meeting Krishna. As by meeting Krishna. This will be realized as we go on thinking of Krishna. That is very nice attempt.
So they were sitting in my mind, what do you have done?
You have to taste it.
So we try to make two persons here.
All
right, everything?
Everything except the food.
Did you sell that out to us? Oh. Now, begin. Prasada Kapti Mahatma. Check. Check. Begin. Yes.
On the last version of Krishna Gaya, it was one of the devotees from the last act of his temple came to play Papa.
Ah.
I forget his name. Yamsa Papa.
And this can be united again in Krishna consciousness. This artificial division of human society can be united again on the platform of Krishna consciousness. This United Nation program will not be successful. But on this platform of Krishna consciousness, there is unity. This is practical. We have so many devotees from different parts of the world. But they do not think anymore in terms of bodily concepts. No. They have forgotten either they are Englishmen or American or Canadian or Indian. That Bhagavad Gita. Here, on the platform of thinking that we are Sarvajanika Krishna. Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu, that is platform. Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu. Mother Bhakti Lavati Vara. Before coming to the Bhakti platform, one has to pass through this platform, Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, Nasocha Tinata Ankati. Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu. This is the platform. So we have to purify our consciousness, material consciousness. That I am American, I am Indian, I am English. No, this is only outward power. But as spirit soul, we are one. This is called Brahma realization. Aham Brahma. Aham American was me. Englishman was me. No, I am Brahma. This is self-realization. Aham Brahma. I am spirit, soul. So, in that platform is called purifier. So that is the definition of devotional service, sarva upadhi vinirmuktam, when one becomes free from all diseases. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam, tatparateno nirmanam. Tatpara means being connected with Krishna, one becomes purified, nirmanam. And when one is purified, with the purified senses, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Rucha. This is what. When our senses are purified from the material contaminants, senses you cannot, the Mahavadi Pradhava says that you stop the activities of senses. That is not possible. It is not possible. As living entity, we must have our senses. Without senses, we are dead stone. So senses must be there. You cannot avoid it. That Mahārāja philosophy, the give up your desire. How can I give up desire? That is not possible. So that is not really salvation. Desire you must have. Because as living entity, there must be desire. So desire should be purified. Now you are desiring for our personal gratification. So when the desire will be utilized for serving Krishna, that is Radharani's attitude. They are lamenting. Desire of Sri Krishna, you are gone from us. We do not find them. How we can be? Because without your service, our life is useless. This is Krishna. Where you are, Krishna? I cannot have you. Then what is my life? This is useless life. Govinda virahena sunnāyitam jagattat. The whole world, universe is vacant. Without your service, without seeing, this is Krishna consciousness. So desire must be there. The desire must be utilized for Krishna's satisfaction. Krishnendriya Kristi Vancha Taranam Prem. Or Atmendriya Kristi Vancha Taranam Kam. So, therefore, Narad Muni recommends, when our desires are purified, then all these senses we are also purified. So, when our senses are engaged to fulfill the desire of Krishna, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, Bhakti Bhuchade, that is Bhakti. This is the definition of Bhakti. Annalasitasannam jnana karma vanapritam anukullena Krishna nisiranam Bhakti Uttama. We cannot give up desire, but desire for other things except Krishna's service, that should be given. Annalasitas sundam jnana karma vanapritam. We have got desire in jnana platforms, knowledge platforms, speculative platforms. We have desired on karma platform. Karma platform means desiring to gratify the senses. That is called karma platform. I do something, I get some profit, and that profit is engaged in my sense gratification. This is called karma. Similarly, there is activities in the jnana platform. Jnana platform means that I understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. So my ultimate goal is to merge into the supreme spirit soul, unified. So that is also not perfect. Sannyavilasitasundam jnana-karma-dhanabhutam. The perfect platform is anukullena krishna-anusiranam. Cultivation of Krishna consciousness, which is favorable to Krishna. Anukullena krishna-anusiranam. That is bhakti, really. Just like Arjuna did. He decided in favor of Krishna. In the beginning, he decided in favor of himself. Krishna, I am not going to fight. No. This is not possible. So kill my kinsman. In this way, he gave up the bow and the arrow and sat down. Krishna wanted him to fight, so his decision was not in favor of Krishna. His decision was in favor of his personal satisfaction. Therefore the whole Bhagavad Gita was given lesson. And at last he gave his yes. Now, Kurise Vasanantava, yes, now yes, in favor of you. But this is Krishna. So, anyone has got some talent. So in the material world, it is being utilized for in favor of his personal self. That is material self. So, if you want perfection, then it should be acted in favor of Krishna. That is Krishna. The action is not to be changed. But instead of utilizing the talent in favor of my satisfaction, that is material. The same action, when it is performed in favor of Krishna, satisfaction. That is it. This is the difference between material and spiritual. Anukullena Krishnanu Sridhanam Bhakti Uttama. That is first class devotion. Therefore, Bhagavad conclusion is that Atapungi Vijasvesha Varnasama Vibhavasa. Vibhadasam. That according to Vedic civilization, the divisions are varnasam, four varnas and four asam. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaisya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So varnasam vibhadasam, each is asama, has got its particular duty. So, how one can become successful in acting in his particular occupational duty? That is Bhagavad Gita decision. Atapunni Dilya Sreshtha Varnasama Vibhava. you do not require to change your position. You remain in your position. If you are talented as a musician, you remain as a musician, as an artist, and whatever you are, as ordinary worker, as medical man, as scientist, as philosopher, whatever you are, you stay in your position. There is no heart for national government. But if you want success in life, then atapungi dilatheshta vannasam dhuva sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has taught his occupation and duty. So, sanusiddhi harito hotanam. If by your talent and by your worth, if you can satisfy Krishna, that is success. That is success. So you may remain in your position. There is no need of changing your position. Remain sthanasthita, you remain in your position. But from that position, you try to satisfy Krishna. Then everything is perfect. That is sansiddhi, haripurva. There are many other verses like that. Idam nipunsat tapasasutas sarat, sistasya suktasya charudya dhattara. अविच्छितो अर्थ कविभि निरूपित जदुत्तम श्लोक गुणान वर्णन. उत्तम श्लोक गुणान वर्णन. उत्तम श्लोक इज अनदर नेम ऑफ कृष्णा. सो बाय योर म्यूजिकल टैलेंट इफ यू सिंपली ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णा देन विल लाइफ इज सक्सेस. दिस इज कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. देयर इज नो थिंग दैट यू हैव टू बिकम सन्यासी, यू हैव टू बिकम give up this possession or become something else. No, it remains in your position. But with your talent, try to satisfy Krishna. Try to glorify Krishna. Then your talent is satisfied. It doesn't matter whether you are a musician or a great soldier, warrior. It's like what John, where the great soldier, one, fights, and you are a musician. So, if somebody thinks, I am a musician, by singing nicely, Krishna will be more satisfied. No, Krishna will be satisfied, even fighting. Everything for Krishna. So fighting is also not better. Otherwise, how Arjuna became a great devotee of Krishna. Krishna satisfied, bhaktosi, priyosi, you are my great devotee. But what did he do? He fought of his home with his own kinsman against his desire, against his will. But he wanted to satisfy Krishna. So, anything you do, it doesn't matter. But do it, practice. That is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Jat parosi, jat juhosi, jat aknasi, jat tapasasi, dadati jat kurusha sambhava. Give it to me. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Try to satisfy Krishna. From your position, then your life is successful, your profession is successful, everything is successful. And the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction that here is a person who is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and here is a person who is simply singing, here is a person who is simply fighting. Materially there is difference. But when they are dropped dead in the service of Krishna, they are all one. Anupilena Krishna Anushidanam Bhakti Vittama. Simply it has to be done in favor of Krishna. You are all qualified artist. So by your art, even in material platform, you get so much adoration. Similarly, if you work in spiritual platform with the same art, this material adoration will be finished with the finishing of this world. But spiritual adoration, if you are recognized by Krishna, then that will go with you. That will go with you. Sarvamapiyasya dharma satrayati hato bhaya. Spiritual access is never lost. The spirit's life is eternal. Similarly, whatever we do for spiritual, understand, that is perfect. The Bhagavad says, therefore, even by sentiment, if one takes shelter of Krishna, but somehow or other he could not finish it, halfway he fell down, still he is not loser. On the other hand, a person without Krishna consciousness doing very nicely his job, but there is no gain. In Krishna consciousness acting, even if you have done 10%, 20%, that is the greatest success, because next time you will have to begin from 21%. But without Krishna consciousness, some material consciousness, whatever you do, 10% success, that is finished with your work. Again you have to begin another chapter, next slide. These are the verdict of this after. So our only request is that whatever you do, Krishna also says, that follows. He doesn't say that you do this. That follows. Whatever you do. The result you give me. Guru Satana Dharma is begging. Give me. Aitabhas, of course. You understand? No? You do not understand English?
English,
yes. No, you are speaking English. So you can give her our addresses in Paris, in Amsterdam, she is going there. Impossible.
Good.
Germany also.
Good.
What is your mailing address?
Main Street of Brunei.
Oh. I've seen the picture. There's a broken chart. That was broken during
the war.
What? By the Russians? Or by the Americans?
Everyone can walk by the church now, it's a memorial. They can walk by the church and say, oh, just see, God is dead, now I can sin. They left a memorial there, so of a broken church, so that they will always remember that God is dead and we can go ahead and sin now. The church is broken.
Oh, they say like that?
Well, they, I think, church is all broken.
And they do not know that there it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Mattani Sarvabhutani Nahum Teshu Avastita Maya Sarvamidam Tatam Abhaktam Murti. I am spread everywhere. And everything is resting on me, but I am not there. The church was resting on Krishna, but when it is broken, he is not there. that he will be foolish person, they do not know. It's not there. This is simultaneously. Krishna is present everywhere. He is not there. That means, unto the devotee, he is there. And to the non-devotee, he is not there. That is Krishna's special power. When the non-devotee wants to break Krishna's statue or Krishna's temple, he is not there. So what he will do? That is a wrong conclusion. Now Krishna is there. No. When they were breaking the shard, or breaking the deity of Krishna, he was not there. Naham teshu avasthit.
He wasn't there in the beginning.
Huh?
He wasn't there to begin with.
No, that is Krishna's inconceivable power. He can remain everywhere simultaneously. He can not remain there. Just like Hiranyakashipu and Parla. Hiranyakashipu is thinking, where is your God? Where is your God? Asking charity. And Parla might say, yes, here is my God. Is it in the pillar? Yes. So, Hiranyakashipu is saying, what is this pillar? There is God, what is this nonsense speaking? But he is saying, there is God. This is God in conscious form. So therefore, he broke the pillar in anger. So he was there for Purla, but he was not there for Hiranyakashipu. This is inconscious. Simultaneously, he is there and he is not there. When the demon is trying to break, he is not there. And when the devotee wants to watch, he is there. Simultaneously. So one has to learn this Krishna path. Then it will be all right. Otherwise, then one can't say anything.
Instead of a church, there is now a temple. Instead of a church, there is now a temple.
Temple?
Instead of a church being there is now a temple there.
In that temple? That's welcome?
In Berlin.
Oh.
Oh
no.
It's not in it. Down the street.
Something we will see in
Yes. Thank you very much for your comments. Whenever you find time, please stop. It is your temple. Jananta, Jajamata is by the tree.
Well, we might only get to that door.
Yes. It is not money. You are the cashier.